This is John, who's got to go. John.
Hello, mate.
You see, you broke up rather a groove there, because it's got written here, John has to go out soon. But tell us what you've done, John.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love you, and I've said it out loud.
Okay, that's very good.
Lots of interesting things about cat fur.
One second, John. That was just about the most awkward moment I've ever had on the radio. I sincerely didn't know. The man I've ever fancied is Richard E. Grant.
Oh, right. Yeah, I like him.
Exactly, but he did the, how to get a head in Abbott.
Well, at least he had someone to talk to.
Anyway, John, so,
Now, listen, if a cat's black, the black fur, the base of the fur is white. There's always a little white bit, and if it's white, there's a little black bit.
Isn't that some kind of, some waxy build-up, though? No.
That is a fact of nature.
It's a pigment.
Number one, you can check that in a minute. Go and find a pussy and have a look.
Okay, go on.
Then you've got, cats have eyelashes.
Right.
Lovely little dinky eyelashes. Yeah, if you look at a cat sideways across its face, profile, you'll see eyelashes.
Okay.
And the third one, if you sort of tickle a cat's nose, you have to do it very carefully, because the nap of the fur changes halfway.
Oh, I know what you're going to say here. It's very satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you tickle it down, the very tip, it goes down, and the rest goes up. I've had cats since I was 2 years old, and I'm 103 now.
But John, do you ever try to write your initials you can brush fur the wrong way?
Yeah.
I have tried to write my initials, but like you say, the nap changes halfway down.
On the nose. Right on the nose.
Here's another good thing, because obviously John and I, if we ever meet, we'll lace daisies into each other's hair and call each other brother. But John, you've got cats, and I don't know if there is one of the great joys of owning dogs is to blow their ear, because it goes if you blow a dog's ear, it goes and then it settles down again. They waggle their ears if they blow upon them. And
women are the same, really.
No, they can't waggle their ears like a dog. Believe me, I know.
Anyway, seriously, check all that out. The base of the fur
is white.
Corresponds identically in opposite.
And you just made this discovery, did you?
No, I've known it for years, because, I keep these things for myself.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, John.
If he's a cat specialist, though, does he know which way a cat... spoonerism here. A cat's tongue goes when it licks or laps up water, because it's the opposite way to a dog's, isn't it? I remember seeing one of those
pictures. Dogs' tongues are smooth, and cat's tongues are very harsh, aren't they? They're like a swan side of a Swan Vesta box, a cat's
tongue. If you blow on their ears, they'll waggle their ears.
Let me fight back for dogs, then. Another great thing you can do with dogs, when they're asleep, they land there. And sometimes when dogs are in a deep sleep, they puff their cheeks out as they breathe. And of course the dog dreaming thing, which is always but if you get told a dog and he's in a deep sleep, you can lift his lip and you see his tongue poking out between his teeth. Just at the side here, it pokes through, this very pleasing pink tongue is there, and then they wake up and they look at you and say, what are you doing? And I say, like I do when I tread on a snail, sorry mate. But it's very pleasing to
our
be able to lift that old gum up.
Spooky will just stick his tongue out and just sit and stare at you with his tongue half sticking out.
Perfect. Dogs again, if they'll fall asleep with a little bit of tongue hanging out the front, and you'll crawl up. I've never seen Wendy do this, but I will try to crawl up and touch the little bit of tongue that's hanging out.
Oh, we do that, and then they'll take it back in straight away, don't they?
See, the animals.